Hello, and thanks for joining us for Soulpreneur Sessions. I'm your host, Yvette Luciano, helping you live your purpose, lift your platform, and leap into prosperity. If you want a career, business, and life that feels good on the inside, not just looks good on the outside, then you are in the right place. Welcome home. We are thrilled to have you here. Continuing on in our speaking and event series here on Soulpreneur Sessions, we have some great guidance from Dr. Libby Weaver, who in my view is one of the greatest speakers on the planet right now, and a real joy to work with behind the scenes. In this episode, Libby shares how her speaking career started and how to allow your message to speak through you. Connecting with your higher power, how to handle questions on stage that you don't know how to answer, and speaking with your audience in the language that they will understand.
You are absolutely, as I said earlier, one of the most engaging speakers that I have ever seen and ever had the honor to work with. And I would just love to, and always, you were just one of those people that just people are always captivated by you. And so could you please share some of your advice or guidance or tips for our aspiring speakers?
Another gorgeous question. Thank you. I never realized this, so this is not what I'm about to say is not something that I went through, but when I talk to other people about speaking, this is one of the first things that I say to them to encourage them to get up and out there, because I know that it can be confronting and challenging and nerve-wracking for a lot of people, especially initially. And that is that it's not about you. When you are there on a stage, certainly for me, it's about what you're bringing. It's about what moves through you. It's about the service that you're offering through your message. And because I think people can get very caught up in, you know, is my lipstick on straight, or do I look silly, or they're worried about those things. And no one's even looking at that. They're listening and they're feeling you. And so when you, before I speak, I was really fortunate that I had to speak at infant school and primary school. So I've never been nervous about speaking, and I know that's rare, but I'm very grateful for that. I also feel like it's part of what I was put on the planet to do. So I don't have the nerves with it, but I've talked to a lot of people obviously that do. So remembering that it's not about you and that you are there to serve is very important. And I do this regardless of where I speak, to how many people I speak. I take a moment to myself, even if it's literally 10 seconds, but before I go onto any stage and ask the natural intelligence of the universe to help me find the perfect words to reach this group of people. And when you do that, you hand it over. And when I'm speaking, there is no thought. Even though my message obviously is a combination of biochemistry, nutrition and exploring people's emotional landscape, there is no conscious thought while I'm out there. I know the topics that I want to hit. I know the messages that I want to bring through, but I have no idea how I'm going to say it. And that's the trust that I have. I have trust in my knowledge, but I also have trust that I'm there to serve that audience. Otherwise, I wouldn't be there. So when you're given a speaking opportunity, remember that. It's not actually about you. It's about what comes through you. It's about what is already in your heart and your soul. It's about what you already know. I think, too, another reason that people get nervous when they speak is they're worried they're not going to know something. If there's a Q&A afterwards, or maybe it's a speaking scenario where people can ask you questions during your while you're speaking, never, I know it's simple and you all already know this, but never, ever be afraid to say, I'm sorry, I don't know that. You don't have to say, I'm sorry, I don't know that. And you might be someone that wants to go and find out and then get back to that person. Or just saying that you don't know is okay, and I think that takes some of the nerves out of it. It was also, I was given a great gift. When I was doing my PhD in biochemistry, every year I was in a science and medical faculty, and every year you have to do a presentation to all the science professors or the medical professors. You have to do a presentation about where you're at with your experiments. And so it's very into the whole faculty. So it's very sciencey, and it's all in the language of research. And it was a day of presentations, and after I spoke, one of the professors in the audience stood up and said, I thought it was just going to be a question about the experiments that I'd done. And instead he said to me, that's great, and we're happy with where you're at with that, but pretend that you have now got to deliver this on the news. Pretend that I'm a news reporter and you've now got to deliver what you just said in all that scientific way. You've now got to deliver it so that it's meaningful to people sitting in their lounge rooms listening. And I had no preparation, nothing. I just had to stand there and re-deliver what I'd just explained in really complex terms. I had to do it really simply. And it was one of the best gifts I could have ever been given through that PhD process, because I realised that all my work was meaningless to people in the world if I couldn't do that. And so I've never stood up there to go, okay, let's talk about the jargon that's specific to my industry, because you lose people. I'm there to help them live happier, healthier lives. And if the language is not relatable for them, then it's not going to happen. So that was a ridiculous gift, to be given back.
I love that so much, because one of the things that we've been teaching about in our speaking module is about that it's really important for us to always remember to just focus on what can you help your audience with today, and this amazing opportunity that we have to speak with our audience, whether it's a speaking gig or a book or a blog post or a social media post, whatever it is, that it's about them, it's not about us, and it's not about showing off how much we know about something or how clever we are about something or how much we've studied this thing. It's about, okay, what can help them today? What do they need to know? And what's some nuggets that I can give them now that they will be at, that's accessible for them to understand and for them to implement now?
Exactly.
And if they want to go that step further, I can take them on that step further next time, or they can, or whatever. But so that is what you just said is so valuable, because that's what you do. I mean, you explain things in a way that definitely makes it straight away educates you and empowers as an audience member. It educates and empowers the audience members because they understand what you're saying. But they also, I think, then feel comfortable to take it a step further and learn more and action more with you. So you really deliver it in such a perfect way, because I've seen you deliver to people who are already very, very focused on their health and very proactive about their health, and also people that are sort of just starting to come into it. And it's so accessible to both, which is such a beautiful gift that you have. And how do you keep it so, what process do you go through to work out how you're going to make all this science stuff, which can be so, daunting for a lot of people to listen to, how do you make it so easy for people to understand and follow?
A phrase flew into my head many years ago that I want to meet you where you're at. So really that came from my one-on-one work. I learned so much from my patients. You learn, and that's the beautiful benefit of actually working one-on-one with people or in small groups with people, because you've got to be so observant, because you're like a detective for them. Whatever your industry, you're usually trying to help people solve problems through your service. And if you listen, they'll tell you what's working for them and what isn't. And then as the expert in that area, it's your you step in to meet them where the gap is. And so if you're going to meet someone where they're at, I realized that there were some people who no amount of nutrition education was ever going to help them make lasting lifestyle changes. It's always finding the road in to what is meaningful for that person. And I guess I originally did that in a one-on-one setting, and I've transferred it to how I speak. And how I am is how I speak. I don't change. I speak how I'm talking to you now is exactly how I talk on a stage. I don't.
Yeah, it is.
There's no. It's all just communication. I know that when I speak, people aren't responding, so it's not really a conversation. But I want to talk on a stage exactly how I talk to someone one-on-one. It doesn't change.
Yeah.
Enjoyed this episode? You may wish to go back to episode 15 with Karen Smith or episode 21 with Gala Darling for more on elevating your speaking career. Want to dive deeper into producing your own events? Register for our free event training at soulpreneurs.com. Thank you for your time and joining us here for Soulpreneur Sessions. Please remember to subscribe for updates and share this episode with your friends. Soulpreneur Sessions are created especially for you to live your highest purpose. So please let us know what future episodes, topics, or guests would be most helpful for you. Or if you do want more info right now about the Soulpreneur courses and coaching available to you, please visit soulpreneurs.com or email us at team@soulpreneurs.com. We love you. Have a beautiful day, and we will catch you next time.